Whoa. Don't click that pause button, because on this episode of the Video Game Bang, I'm joined, as always, by my co-host Aaron Carter, Steven Gutierrez, and the lovely Jade Arena. We talk about Nintendo. We're going to talk about Warface, Assassin's Creed Freedom Cry, Flash on the CW, George Zimmerman, boxing, DMX. I mean, we have it all on this show. So please stick around. Let us know what you think in the comment section. While you're listening, go ahead and click and browse around the Nerd Reactor website. Lots of great news stories up to the minute, as we like to say in the industry. So stick around, get comfortable, kick off your shoes, ease your seat back, and enjoy this latest episode of the Video Game Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang, your weekly source for all things video game, featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel.
The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong, the guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, pizzas? It is Corey Vincent, host of the Video Game Bang podcast, here with a new entry of the show, which I guess you guys probably could have put together by now. With me, as always, is my partner in crime. If we were the Fantastic Four, he'd be Mr. Fantastic, Aaron Carter.
As long as I wasn't taken by the government. I'm fine with that. Sir Aaron Carter, sir.
We'll get
I had to change
that.
My Twitter. I had to change everything.
What
I did
happened?
A lot of hard work.
Sir Aaron Carter, why are you doing
this? You didn't see that little Twitter that they were asking me, when did I become Sir Aaron Carter?
Yeah.
It's a long story, but the short version, I have been knighted, everybody.
Okay, so someone pulled
they
out.
They call him the Black Knight.
Yeah. The blackest of the knights of the night.
If we were Fantastic Four, he'd be the Thing easily, Steven Gutierrez.
Wow, easily.
Easily.
You are orange.
And you are angry.
You are orange.
I'm not angry. I'm the nicest person you know.
Wait, when did the Thing become angry? All he wants is some sugar.
I just want to make my damn coffee. That's
it's clobbering time.
I swear. I got to see that in something. Just have him stick his head out.
Where's the coffee?
We're out of sugar. We're out of sugar, everybody.
Sue Storm herself, Jada Pinkett, Rena.
Wow. Yeah,
how's it going, everybody?
Wow.
And I would have obviously be Johnny Storm.
I thought you were going Dr. Doom.
Damn.
Terrible.
Can I go back?
It's too late.
Nope.
You're pedestrian number five.
I'm gonna
shut up with that.
When you guys all leave, I'm gonna overdub.
Wow. That over. Is it obviously I would be Dr. Doom.
Galactus. Let's see. As always, the show is brought to you by nerdreactor.com. They need a catchphrase.
They do need it. I think we need to come up with a catchphrase for them.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yes.
Check it out. They're in trouble from Fox. That's interesting.
You know what? I got their back, though. I swear to you, Nerd Reactor, I 100% got your back.
All right.
Against Fox. That's
Nerd Reactor is all rejoices that they
exactly.
have Aaron Carter.
Sir Aaron Carter has your back. And that's holds weight, people.
An absolute nobody from Sacramento. we'll get into that a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Check us out. We have a Stitcher. If you like listening to podcasts on Stitcher, check us out on iTunes. We love those subscriptions on iTunes. Makes it easy. Go on there. Tell everybody that you like the show. Where else are we? Zune Marketplace.
I was going to say the Zune.
The most important. One of these days, one person is going to be like, oh, good. I have the Windows phone.
I heard you on Zune Marketplace. It changed my life.
I didn't think anybody was out here anymore.
Oh, where else can we be found? Nerdreactor.com under the podcast tab. And lots of other great podcasts, too, if you if we're not filling your ear holes properly.
That's disgusting.
Check out the rest of the podcasts. They're really great. Let's see.
Who's going to be like, you know what? They just weren't filling my ear holes properly, so I'm going to switch to this other podcast real quick.
You never know.
That's
terrible. So I guess we could talk about those quick little things. So basically, Nerd Reactor put out a story. They broke the news that some information about the casting leaked from the new Fantastic Four movie from Fox.
Mm-hmm.
And they're completely changing the origins.
And it's completely garbage from what we've read from Nerd Reactor. It's just... It makes
no sense.
Yeah, it makes no... And it's an X-Men route. They're just taking the characters and they're like, we're just going to do whatever we want with them because we own them. It's, somebody's got to be doing this out of spite. Somebody's
got
to be.
Nerd Reactor posted up the story and then a few days later got some cease and desist letters. Two letters already from the Fox lawyers, but they're holding their grounds.
Yeah, because...
they have no case.
Yeah, I mean...
You can't report on some rumors that surface. It's not like, you know, they are stealing the whole plot or... It's,
I don't know, yeah, like the script was...
Yeah, it's not like they have the script. Yeah, no. Bullshit.
That's Fox's
Grow
fault.
Up, Fox.
That's Fox's fault.
You already ruined the X-Men.
They sure the hell did.
Let's see. What other little news? Super Bowl happened?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Do you hear about the guy who won 20 mil?
No.
He was put a bet on the first score of the game being a safety.
I heard that was Mark Cuban.
Was it Mark
Cuban?
The Dallas
Mavericks.
I didn't hear who made the bet. I didn't get a chance.
$20 million, though?
$20 million. He put $20 down on a one in a million odd that the first score of the game would be a safety.
Wow.
Wow, I'm going to start just putting that on.
That's what I'm saying. Next year, I'm going to Vegas. Every bid that's like a 10,000 or better odd, I'm just going to put like $5 on.
Everybody's going to be doing that now, yeah. It's going to be flooded.
Yeah. What else we got?
New CEO.
New CEO for Microsoft. Yeah. Thank you, Aaron Carter.
Yeah. And the death of the Xbox was what I hear.
No.
Wow.
No.
They're pressuring this new CEO to scrap two projects.
They're not going to scrap it. They're just going to probably remove it from their core Microsoft division. They're
going to scrap the phone.
They're going to, like, the people who work on Xbox now. What you playing?
That's terrible.
This is, of course, the What You Playing theme song brought to us by Kyle McGuire. Kyle McGuire every day.
What you won't be playing is the Xbox when this new CEO comes in and scraps the whole project.
No, that's ridiculous. It's a profitable part of their company. They, if anything, they would just remove it from the Microsoft.
What?
It would still be run by the same people. They're not going to sell it. But I think he's a great choice.
Nintendo will buy it.
Yep, that's what I was going to say. Nintendo's buying Microsoft.
What you playing, Steven?
Let's see. What did I play? I played Dead Island yesterday with Aaron Carter.
Oh, the free Games with Gold game. Yeah. Xbox Live Arcade. Go get it now.
It's classic. It's a good one. It's a good one. Been playing this game on my mobile phone.
Oh, not my DS,
not my system.
Your mobile phone, not your stationary phone.
Mobile. Yeah.
It's my mobile.
It's rotary
it's
phone.
It's my mobile phone. Yeah, but it's called Brave Frontier.
Okay. Yeah, free?
It's on.
Pretty much Android. All of them are, yeah. Free. Yeah.
Okay.
All the good ones.
I mean, do you really pay for stuff?
I know.
All the time.
Good Lord.
That's what happens when you got money.
And that's why there's a new CEO.
I got that podcast money, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
$0?
Yeah. So you're getting all the free games, aren't you?
We didn't even get free shirts. We had to buy those. Like,
what? Oh, but you are not playing League of Legends.
No, I downloaded it. That was
you did?
Yes.
What?
I downloaded it. Yes. Have I played
not
it?
Even no. One bot match?
No. Oh. I loaded it up. I looked at the screen.
Well,
and then I just closed it.
Just finish it. Come on over to the great side of League.
You've come so far. Just finish.
That's like saying the needle's in my arm. I just got to pump the heroin in my
brain. Way too soon.
Whoa.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. What a dick. Get out.
The man just died.
The man just died.
He didn't even
literally
finish the movie.
Needle in his arm. Get out of here with that shit. We're moving on. Jade Arena, what you playing?
Besides League, Final Fantasy 13 2. Just been rushing through that, trying to finish it up for the 13-3.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been playing Final Fantasy 13-3.
Wow.
Yeah, I bet you have.
We're not on you.
Yeah. Did anybody ask what you were playing, Corey?
I thought I'd just throw that in there. Sorry.
Really? That's what you've been playing?
Yeah. I got the one that's not out yet.
Wow. Mm.
That it?
Yes.
Aaron Carter. Sir Aaron Carter.
Oh, thank you. I have been playing Dead Island, of course, with Steven.
Free game with gold, everybody.
Free
go download it now.
Free game with gold. And I think that's actually literally about it right now.
Yeah.
No more league. Sorry, gentlemen.
You're already done.
That love affair is over.
Well.
Not over. Maybe I'll call her next week or something like that.
You weren't that good at it anyway.
How dare you? I was awesome.
I still been playing League.
Wow.
Yep. I finally saved up and got Misfortune.
Is the game changed for you now?
What do you mean, has it changed? Like, I'm learning how to jungle.
Okay.
The community on that game gets a bad rap. So far in the lower levels, they've been really nice.
Because that's not the community.
Well,
the community is the high-ranked
I haven't gotten into ranked yet.
Douchebags.
Nowhere near that good. But I went into a game and I was like, everyone was shouting positions. I was like, can I just try jungle and someone teach me?
What are they doing? Doggy and mission?
I want a jungle style. I did it jungle style. I like it. It's cool.
Yeah. Wait till you get to the high level ranked stuff where people are
trying
to.
Because you've been there, of course.
I've seen videos.
The community can be bad, but it does get a worse rep than it is.
I'm saying. Because those are people going for the stuff to get money eventually. They want to get in those top ranked areas and so they can win those big cash prizes.
Yeah.
Cash money.
The thing is, though, is they got to watch that. They have the whole report system. So if you're too toxic, they've banned tournament players. Mm. So people from tournament teams have lost tournaments because their star players were too toxic.
Suck it, dickheads.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Gotta,
which is yeah. good. Yeah, no, totally so, deserved.
Definitely good.
Are you still playing, Corey? You're like the biggest douche we know.
I've been humbled a lot.
He's got 7 accounts.
You know, we should have a show. 8. And we should have a show where we talk about how the podcast has changed us.
Wow.
I feel like a different person.
That sounds like an end of a year show or something.
Okay.
maybe 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
You even remember?
I can't believe we haven't even been doing this show for a year. I'm a whole new man.
You got to remember the
like. Who would have thought I'd be the reasonable one, and Aaron would be the tyrant?
You're crazy.
Check it out, people. We did a review on Atari's remake of Warlords,
and it was a terrible game.
But you gave it an F. You're saying that there's no way a worse game could be created.
Worse than E.T.?
No. E.T. I would have fun with. This game was like, why would you drag it from the depths of hell and bring it to life and then throw a slap up? If you shine up a turd, it's still a turd.
I gave it a D just because I tried to find some, you know,
see, you're
glimmers
trying,
of hope.
You're trying to find
That's what
something.
You got to do as a reviewer.
No, on the gamer side, the game should be entertaining you, not the other way around.
Agree to disagree.
Okay, then.
The other game I'm playing is Final Fantasy 13-3. We will have a review for that one shortly. I'm going to try and get through as much of it as I can, pass it over to Jade Arena, and we will hook it up with a review on the 11th, because that's when we can release it. I can tell you guys right now, though, absolutely nothing.
Wow, yes.
Except the control scheme is so much better.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got a chance to play it back in August, so I've already...
You had to one-up me, didn't
you?
Yeah,
that's right, you know.
One-up.com is no longer with
me. You had to one-up.com me. Don't go there, because the site's dead.
But the big thing, the big advance of this one is much faster combat, as I'm sure you can agree with, from the older the last
Control
two.
Of your combat.
Control of your combat. It rewards your skillful timing for guards and counterattacks, so all benefits, all plus from the last two.
Amazing game. That covers what you're playing. Now we're going to move on to some news stories, everybody. And we've been covering this story video game religiously, the Nintendo Gate 2014.
That's good. Nintendo-gate.
Yeah, Nintendo-gate.
Yeah, that's good.
It seems like they're going down, and then there's good news. So, you know, we hear they're going to be making mobile games, and they're not making mobile games, but they really are. And now we get the news story that Nintendo is planning on merging their next console and portable systems.
Which I have no idea.
They're finally bringing the Game Boy and the Wii.
I'm thinking they're just going to, they're just going to bundle it. Like whatever their next system and handheld.
The DS is your controller.
I either see that or something similar. Like I take my Wii U with me a lot more places now because as long as I have a power source, I can play Monster Hunter just on my tablet. So I see them maybe even doing something as simple as that.
But you can like with your PS3 or your PS4, and you can play your Vita and you can like stream it anywhere, right? As long as your PS4 is on.
I haven't tried it outside the house.
Yeah, see, I want to know if you can stream it anywhere outside because like Wii was the first one to always have the system on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess theoretically, if you have a system that's always on and running, then you can power it up from like an internet source somewhere with your handheld device, and then you could just stream whatever from the mother computer or whatever to whatever is your handheld is.
The quote was, "Because of vast technological advances, it's become possible to achieve a fair degree of architectural integration. We've discovered this point, and we ultimately concluded that it is the right time to integrate the two teams."
A.K.A. we see what everybody else is doing with their vast technology, and we want to do something similar.
Yeah, and but the unfortunate thing is, or maybe fortunate, is that this is going to be next gen. So
will they be around?
I have no clue, because they are leaking.
Yeah, that's the question. Will this get the chance to see daylight?
I honestly see them doing an early release.
Oh, they got to.
I see them. I see it. I see the Wii U being a. It's a great system, but I see it ending in about a 4, maybe 5 year top lifespan. We're already about 2 years into it. I see it going another 2-3 years on another console.
Yeah, they've got to be working on whatever this is now. Like they can't hold off for the life cycle of this to go 10 years and then be like, okay, we're coming out with this, because by then we're going to be in holodecks and stuff like that. You might as well just quit.
And just to hear that they lowered their projections for the handheld tells me that their handhelds weren't doing as well as they planned in the States. Well, actually, in general, because it was in Japan where they made the announcement.
Yeah.
You know, I think this is more of a consolidation because they have to.
But I think it's a good move. It's just like, we're just going to bring everybody home to one big thing. You know, this is us. You can play either in the home or you can play on the go. And you don't have to buy two separate items to do that now.
Yeah.
Nobody else is doing it. Vita, PS4, you gotta buy both. Them separate.
Yeah.
No, I think it's a very smart decision.
So, yeah, this is good. Somebody, I want to know who's going to, because they're the first to do this, so I don't think anybody's going to have enough time to make a preemptive system to counter that and be like, oh, you can get this PS4 Vita bundle combo thing that, you know, the PETA is
the Vita
is right inside the PS4.
Nokia's so. Gonna do like an Engage thing.
Yeah.
They're gonna be like Engage.
Yeah. And flop. Like the Engage thing.
You know, sorry to go back to the Microsoft thing, but they're predicting that this guy is going to be what the Windows Phone needed to take it to the next level.
Really?
Yeah, this guy ran their cloud systems.
What
so
level
is
it on
buy
now?
Buy them all?
Yeah, exactly. He might as well.
You guys are bastards.
Exactly.
The phone sucks, Corey. Just admit it.
It doesn't suck.
Get an Android.
You
what the
suck.
With you?
Nintendo?
Go ahead.
No, I want to know. Do you have something on your mind?
I was just going to say, didn't you predict this phone to be so stellar
It will.
4 years ago?
It will.
You were an initial buyer. You bought in right at launch, right?
Just like I did with the Android.
You
like
call
a boom.
Them, you
just
call
like
them initial suckers. That's what you call them.
No. See, this is what I have to take from you guys.
Next.
Nintendo buys 1.1 billion of its own shares. Billion of its own shares. And the Yamauchi family contributes.
Yeah, that's because Japan takes care of Japan. That's what that is.
Now, let's see. Nintendo has bought back 9.5 million shares of its own stock, estimated at about 114 billion yen. And it's the first step to stabilize the company and changing its financial situation. So it's like a stimulus package, essentially. Right.
Or yeah. Maybe if like the stories were reversed and we said this one first, that's the preemptive strike to start on this new project.
With 1.1 billion American dollars, you better be able to put together a pretty sweet system.
Yeah.
Like, this is like going all in at the craps table.
Pretty much, yeah, because it's their own money. And then it's whatever this Yamauchi family's money as well. So, I mean, this is a great analogy, going all in at the craps table.
What do you guys think they have to do? What's the thing? Is it third party or is it using? Okay, here's the two options. Do they go full into, you know, making sure their third party gets boosted, or spend most of the resources revamping its already owned licenses?
Oh, no, third party.
I think what they need to do is they need to utilize third party developers for their first party characters. So kind of like Zelda that Capcom made Minish Cap for the Game Boy Advance, which was amazing.
Yeah.
I think they need to pick those trusted teams to take those a few of those franchises and try that out. Try a new hand at
but
that.
But they still need those third party games. Not just Mario, not just the big five, put it that way.
You know how we always talk about the panic button of the Pokemon MMO? Do you think that they established that or started it?
No, not yet.
That would be in the world.
That'll come 2020.
I don't know.
That's when Nintendo and everybody is all just holograms, and you can actually catch Pokemon because they'll release robotic Pokemon out into the wild. That's when that's coming out.
Oh my
so they've
God.
Already been developing this. That's why they're going
much,
broke
yeah.
right now.
It's just a whole bunch of cyborgs that they release out into the world, and it's like catch them all now.
There's a warehouse in Japan, and they're just hibernating them all there, just keeping them
and
locked down.
You know how many Pikachu fatalities there would be?
Hey, if
people
you don't
trying
catch
to
them
hug
all.
This thing and just get electrocuted.
If you didn't catch him,
little
all.
Timmy got electrocuted.
Like four children
super
died
effective.
Today, and Nido King stepped on them.
Yeah. Wow, Nido King is a reference I didn't expect from you, Aaron.
Wow, I played Silver, I told you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Until stupid General Surge killed my bird. I was done with the game.
Free-to-play shooter Warface goes beta on Xbox 360 today. So by the time you're listening to this, it'll be free and available.
It should be, because you signed up, Steven?
Yeah, I signed up like first thing this morning. I still haven't got a beta key.
I signed up like a couple of hours ago, and I still haven't got a beta key.
Well, it's by Crytek, you know, so this is...
What's that got to do with anything?
This is big boy stuff, right?
Yeah, actually, the game doesn't look bad. It doesn't look terrible. It's a free-to-play, so, you know, don't go in and think you're getting Call of Duty or Battlefield, but...
it looks like... Battlefield.
What we saw from some reviews from the PC version, because the game came out last year on the PC, it's now hitting the consoles, is that the free-to-play part is actually just kind of rent. So, like, you'll buy a gun for a certain amount of time, and then you have to rebuy it again, because the time will run out, and you'll be out of it.
Yeah. That's using real money.
That's using real money, yes.
Which, really?
Yeah, that sucks.
So you'll pay your $5 for the AK, you know... And then
it's temporary?
Like
temporary,
2 hours or three matches or something.
You can play. They said on the review you can build up your own in-game money, but you're like, you're grinding. Like, it's not easy to get money.
It's not fun. The word grind to me means not fun.
It depends. I mean, every little comment and review that we saw, they said the gameplay wasn't terrible. So I think it's really one of those things where you have to play it yourself to figure out if this is going to be actually a good game that you want to grind in. Because, like, Spartacus, I didn't really want to grind to get money.
But Spartacus was fun, though. It had its
moments, but I didn't feel like grinding on some lower level.
That game was so bullcrap, because I was playing with you guys, and as soon as I got Doctore, everyone quit.
Well, I was looking for the co-op battles, and I never saw that.
That was a straight-up lie.
Yeah.
We read on there, two-player co-op.
It says, join a friend in the arena to play against other two bots. And I was like, okay, well, let's see how this goes.
You know, has there been an update, maybe? Is it in there now?
Good. I haven't touched the game.
I haven't played it since we all stopped.
That's something to go.
But they're slowly... I think the biggest thing to take out of this story is that they're slowly building this free-to-play market, because they have, like, its own little tab now with five games on there.
Yeah. Same engine that runs Crysis 3 and Rise Son of Rome.
It looks good, and the sound actually sounds really good, too, for that sniper rifle shooting off a couple of rounds.
It did. It looks like it's going to hold its own for a free game.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be pretty decent.
Mechs in it.
Yeah.
Preemptive.
There's mechs?
Mechs in
it's
it, yeah.
Titanfall. Wow.
Titanfall mechs in there.
Titanfall and Battlefield had a baby.
Well, we know next month Titanfall's about to unzip its pants.
Yeah, but nobody wants that.
Drop a deuce on the first-person shooter
beat
world.
Somebody with a nightstick to death on the game, it looked like.
Yeah, you can.
Big boss man style?
That's what it looked like,
And he was just like smacking somebody in the face.
Wow.
It's pretty bad.
All right, well, you got nothing to lose. Might as well check it out, even though you have to rent your damn guns.
How dare you?
Stupid. Just disappear in the middle of the match.
I get that would be terrible. Like, I got him. Oh, no, I don't. Wait.
And then you got to go into GoldenEye chop mode.
That would be terrible. That's terrible. Asthma mode. Is that what it
That's
is?
What it was.
Jeez.
You remember that?
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that. That was actually pretty good.
Guess we found the voice actor. Right.
It was me the whole time. Little 3-year-old Corey.
Wow.
We
need that again, Corey. Please do that.
Assassin's Creed 4 Freedom City DLC earns a standalone release.
Slavery.
Oh, man.
That's pretty much what this DLC is for.
That's awful.
Can you buy people in this one?
I don't know if you can buy people in this one, but this was the one that I didn't get to play before I wrote the review for the Liberation. But apparently this one, you start off as a you were born into slavery, and then you, of course, break out of slavery, and then you become an assassin, and you kill white people.
Kill Whitey.
That's pretty much what the game is. Well, no, I think you get shipped to Haiti in this one.
Haiti.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Why did you...
I don't know. I don't know. That was. I don't even know what accent that was. That wasn't Haitian, I tell you that.
It sounded like you had a disorder or something. Like, you're right.
Hey. Let's not forget about the one who insulted
Philip
Seymour.
Is it more racist that he got it wrong, or that
I'm not the bad guy.
I think it's all around racism. All right. The other thing about this one is it's not coming out on the Xbox.
I saw that, so it says Sony and PC only.
Yeah, I wonder what drove that decision.
Ubi is siding with Sony this time around.
Who is it?
Ubi.
Oh, Ubisoft.
Mm-hmm. He knows him like that.
What?
Just call Ubi.
My boy Ubi.
You know.
That's interesting.
Well, I mean, they did a lot with four when four came out. The first DLC is exclusive to PlayStation for like 2 or 3 months or whatever, and they're doing the same thing with Watch Dogs.
So then maybe this is just exclusive for a time.
It's probably going to be just a timed exclusive, I imagine. So,
but see, what I read in the article is that this DLC isn't even that long.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Hmm. Well, you played the last one that went standalone, right?
That wasn't DLC, though. That was a full-fledged game.
For mobile.
It's a Vita. Yeah,
but
originally.
It's still a game. Like, they're not DLC. DLCs usually are, like, short chunkets.
Like 3-4 hours.
Yeah, this thing, the one that I played, was 10 hours long.
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't know how they're going to, justify, $15 for this thing?
Yeah, that's way too much.
They better be adding some...
That's like 3 hours of gameplay.
Yeah, they better add some more stuff on there, then.
The Flash adds Iris West and Vibe. Aaron?
And that's it.
That was a weird intro.
I know, right?
Just
slavery.
Right into
the Flash.
All I do is read what's written in front of me.
Pretty much they're just announcing more characters for the spinoff The Flash from Arrow.
Which I'm excited for.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for.
Yeah,
and this person is a metahuman, so clearly they're going full-blown superheroes on this Flash one. Like, they're not going to hold back and put some just human people in this one.
Well, like, I mean, in Arrow... They're leaning that way too.
Arrow is like, I swear, the WB or whatever, they just know how to do
DC. They haven't been the WB in a long time.
Or whatever they are. What are they? CW? Excuse me.
The WB. Wow.
That racist little frog.
Yeah. The mammy frog.
Mammy.
So terrible. But they know how to do their
obviously Black History Month on video game bang.
Yes.
That should be your intro to the weekend.
At least
shows.
He had some talent. Like, he could dance, he could play piano.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Why don't you just put
blackface on him and have him eating watermelon the whole time?
Oh
then.
My gosh. He was actually my favorite cartoon character.
And now he's gone. Yeah. He was actually pretty funny.
The Taco Bell Chihuahua dog, also one of your favorites, your racist?
Yes. Exactly. Speedy Gonzalez, all the racist ones. It's his favorite one. Slowpoke, what was that? Slowpoke Rodriguez?
Yep.
That's terrible.
Oh, God.
That's
got to
be Steven's new nickname.
That's terrible.
My middle name's Rodriguez.
There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Slowpoke Rodriguez. Slowpoke same Rodriguez. Initials.
Yeah.
Is that Cousin Speedy? I can't run as fast as you.
Now I regret saying that. So.
Well, the WB and superheroes, they're doing the thing.
The CW.
I'm the WB.
They're because they just had Michael Jai White on Arrow again. And they alluded to...
spoilers there, sir.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Spoilers.
If you don't want a spoiler, then...
Suicide Squad.
Wow. Yeah, they alluded to Suicide Squad, another comic book series.
Jai White is wasting his comic book world.
What do you think he should be doing? Black Dynamite 2?
Come over to the Marvel side.
And be...
Luke Cage?
Anything he wants.
He could be Luke Cage, I don't know.
That'd be the only one I could...
I saw a thing where they were talking about they were rumored to have The Rock play in the new Green Lantern reboot.
Oh, I thought The Rock was... Is that what I heard?
I saw that, but then I saw them Photoshop...
Ace Elba?
Oh, my gosh. That looks awesome.
Did we talk about Eisenberg? Jesse Eisenberg?
Oh,
as,
no, we
didn't.
We didn't.
We did not.
Luther?
That's the stupidest looking.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I like him as an actor, though.
Why would you want Mark Zuckerberg as Lex Luthor?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I just think I don't know if he can pull that seriousness of Luther. I think he's just too... His active role, he's too kind of...
Yeah.
Eh.
And I was happy when we talked about a few weeks ago of Jon Hamm as Doctor Strange. But then somebody photoshopped the new Doctor Who. Caputi or whatever his
name
is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Peter Capaldi.
Capaldi yeah. as Doctor Strange, and it looked dope.
I could see that.
Yeah.
He should be Doctor Strange. And we are Video Game Bang, and we will be back after this commercial break. Stay where you're at. Hey, everybody. Thanks for sticking around. This
Bozo
is Video
the Clown.
Game Bang.
Hey, everybody.
Players.
Terrible.
Oh, we just got an awesome story about Ice-T apparently recording an audiobook for Dungeons & Dragons.
Pick it up, everybody.
It's coming soon. Audible.com, apparently.
Yeah, I'm picking it up.
Did you guys know Ice-T had a podcast?
I didn't know Ice-T even spoke anymore.
Ice-T.
I thought he just investigated sex crimes all day, even off the set.
You know, sometimes I got to do more than just, you know, solve crimes.
I literally just imagine him, once he's done shooting, just walking into random police stations, talking about, I got a rape victim over here.
What do we got?
No, what do we got?
I need you guys to start dusting for fingerprints.
He's coming after each and every one of us now. Each and every one of us.
He's going to teabag you.
Are you looking at the picture at him right now?
That's
staring right through your soul?
I'm looking at you, Ice T.
He's tracking us right now.
I'm not even going to go after you myself. I'm going to send Coco.
Wow. Wow.
And other insignificant rapper news, DMX is going to box. Celebrity box. Well, he's not really a celebrity, but George,
a celebrity.
Famous murderer.
Famous murderer. Jorge Zimmerman.
Wow. During Black History Month, too.
Oh, is it going to be this month?
I don't know, actually.
That story seems to change, because I heard the game was going to fight him.
Triple H?
No.
The game. And I don't like when you kill black kids.
Terrible.
It's all about the game.
If he comes out and spits water out, then
brings out a sledgehammer. It's like this turned into an unfair fight really quick.
Let's see. I guess a lot of people volunteered to fight Zimmerman, but it's going to end up being DMX.
It's just going to be a mob of black people just running, beat his ass in the ring. That's just going to happen.
That would be something to watch. That
he's not going to even know if it's DMX or the game. It doesn't matter to Zimmerman. He's
they
like,
all look alike to me.
It's the same person.
Each round, it's going to be somebody new, like coming just to beat his ass.
Like, are you sure that's DMX over there?
What?
He's got a fro, though.
I think that's Ja Rule. That's terrible.
Ja Rule. Oh,
like, is that Barack Obama? Why is he in the ring fighting me? I don't understand.
Shouldn't he be running the nation right now?
Why is Ice-T here?
Everybody, yeah.
Ice-T's going to get his licks in, too.
I guess we'll get a million man march one way or another.
It's a million man stomp. Because he's stomping his ass.
Am I allowed to be in this conversation?
No, you're
know,
white.
I don't know, George. I don't know, Mr. Zimmerman.
Listen, Aaron, I hear what you're saying, and that's all hip. But allow me to play devil's advocate.
Yeah, you go ahead and be in Zimmerman's corner.
Oh, man. If you guys haven't already, go to Hulu.com, look up the Saturday Night Live 28 Reasons music video.
28 Reasons to Hug a Black Man.
Oh, my gosh. You will not be disappointed.
It.
The most valid reasons I've ever heard.
That was the best thing Saturday Night Live has done in my lifetime.
Wow.
It was hilarious.
Wow.
Sorry. Maybe it's white guilt?
Wow.
I don't know.
You know what? That was funny. I'm going to have to give it to them.
Let's get back into video game news.
Wow.
Let's see. Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes can be completed in just 2 hours.
And an hour and like 40 minutes of that is cutscene.
At the beginning of the game.
that's it. And then you just press one button. It's a snake. And then that's it. And it's over.
Bunch of haters.
That's right, Steven, you're a big Metal Gear fan. You love your Metal Gear.
You're getting this one? $40 for 2 hours?
Most likely. I'm not going to lie.
Sucker. Well, they said you can beat Elder Scrolls and Skyrim in the same amount of time. Well, the developer
Fable.
Beat it.
I remember Fable felt really quick. That brings me to a question for you guys, too. How long is too long and how short is too short? Because games are so long these days.
For a campaign? Or what are we talking about?
We're talking about campaign.
Champagne, I would say a nice...
Too much Dead Island. Champagne.
Yeah.
Champagne.
I would say 20 hours. I like a 20-hour.
20-hour campaign?
Yeah, like 20 hours.
And that's everything. All the little side nooks and crannies?
No, that's straight story. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Not side distractions.
That's worth $60 right there. When you come out with games that are like 8 hours, it's not worth it.
Because if I can get if I can get side quests and stuff that extend that 20 hours on to, you know, I don't know, like 60, then yeah.
For me, it depends on the game, because I'm a completionist. Mm-hmm. I have to find every single thing. I don't mind of every so often certain games coming out and being 8 to 10 hours where I can get everything done. That is fine by me, because sometimes that's what I need. I'm a big RPG player, so mm-hmm. I sit there and I'll put, you know, Final Fantasy X, the remix comes out next month. I put 200 hours into that game twice. I'm going to do it again. I after that, I'm going to need something that I can just put 8 to 10 hours in and just knock out and to go to something else.
There was no problem for me with the Gears of War games. The Gears of War games you can beat in one sitting.
Mm-hmm. I only beat 3.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you beat it in chunks or all together?
All in one sitting.
Yeah. See, literally, I think that's kind of how Gears works.
You didn't finish one when they gave it to you?
No, I did not.
Wow.
Nobody played it with me.
Nobody wants to play with you because you're a dick. Jeez,
Gondo was like, yeah, let's play one time. And then he never showed up. It was an open invitation on the radio. Do you not listen to the show?
I do listen to
okay.
the show.
It was
I was here
invitation.
When we recorded that
well,
show.
Well, then there it is.
Well, you
boom.
You don't text me.
I've already deleted
Aaron
it.
Never texted
I have
me.
Already deleted it.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's gone.
Because you struggled for a soundboard.
Yeah. He's like, I don't have any Gears of War sounds.
Ring, ring, ring. Right? That's what I was expecting you to do.
That's terrible. That's a decent amount of time, though. It's 25.
But not two?
No. Well, see,
no,
because I think they're banking on that you're not going to go straight down the story. You're going to deviate from the main storyline and go do whatever the whole world is going to offer for you, which I don't know.
It's their first time dipping their tip into that world, isn't it?
It is the first time.
Yeah. Kojima's done stuff like that before. He's done it with, I think, Boktai, Sun in Your Hands on the Game Boy Advance mm-hmm. was open world.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not.
That's apples and oranges.
But it's open world, sandbox.
Let's see. Bill Gates stepping down from his position as chairman to help the new Nadella.
He's in the
CEO.
What part is he? Has he taken up now?
He's basically the advisor, technology strategy advisor. So he's going to.
That's just him saying, "Don't fuck up my company."
Yeah.
Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong. You don't have to listen to what an advisor says, do you?
When he's Bill Gates, probably.
No. Yeah, it's true.
But
yeah.
Generally,
the hell is Bill Gates?
Yeah. Wow. But like, if you were to be like, if he came in there and was like, "Okay, all our machines and microchips now have to be orange. That's going to be our brand signature," or something like that. They can just be like, "Screw you. We're doing what we want to do."
Yeah, but then he, you know, stabbed them probably.
So Bill Gates,
you know who I am?
Did he step down into that role, or did they give him that role?
No, he stepped into that role willingly.
Okay, I was going to say, maybe they're just like, "Look, Bill, sit down. We'll take advice from you," but
he's sitting in a corner, and they're like, "Hey, Bill, does this sound like a good idea?" He's like, "Shut up, I'm counting money."
Pretty much. Good Lord, if that's not like the oldest computer in the world.
Well, that's about when Bill Gates left the company.
Wow.
No.
What do you think this new guy is going to do for the company?
I think he's an ass kicker. I think that's what it is. He's been in the company for 20 years, been through a lot of disastrous situations, always seems to rise to the top. He's popular among all the different groups.
So I'll ask again, since you clearly didn't hear my question, what do you think he's going to do for the company?
You know, I think
he's probably going to be here
for a while.
Yeah, he's probably going to occupy various
he's got
administration
hair.
Yeah.
buildings. I swear, if you say various one more time, what does he do?
He's
not a goddamn thing.
He occupies various cubicles. Yeah. And,
he makes coffee.
He just has a title.
Because I don't see what, unless he is going to reanimate Steve Jobs' lifeless corpse.
You know,
and bring him out to introduce the new iPhone for Windows or something.
You know, this is probably reverse racism.
Definitely. I can already feel it.
In saying that the new owner of the Sacramento Kings is Vivek Ranadive, Indian fellow. This guy that Microsoft hired is another Indian guy, kind of started from the bottom. Now he's here. And just the quotes he's saying, the things he's saying are kind of profound and that you don't hear it enough in that high up in the business world. Like,
such as?
Here's one of them. This was when he first made it into the position. He sent out an email to all of his cohorts. Said, every one of us needs to do our best work, lead and help drive cultural change. We sometimes underestimate what we each can do to make things happen and overestimate what others need to do to move us forward. We must change this. Ours is not an industry that respects tradition. It only respects innovation.
The email sounds like saying, listen to minorities, everybody. Don't just follow what the white guy is saying.
Well, and this guy is a big proponent of moving things to digital, moving away from just like, you know, the cloud. You know, people aren't saving stuff on hard drives as much anymore as they are the cloud. And
I still don't understand what he's supposed to do for, because, I mean, innovation, yes. The cloud, innovative.
My hope, and this is Microsoft's only issue to me, is the fact that they have all these great products. They have Office, even Windows 8. I'm a fan of that. They got one of the best phone manufacturers in the world in Nokia. They got all these properties. They have the Xbox. And
which is going to be gone.
But none of them work together. Like, when you get all these things, they don't just work.
So you think he's going to merge everything?
I think he needs to get communication going and people talking.
Isn't that what the cloud's for, though?
Yeah, and since he was in charge of that, moving up to this new position, that's what's close to his heart. That's what he knows. So I'm hoping that's what my little two cents of hope is. But, yeah, you have all this stuff, but none of it talks to each other. They have Ford Sync technology that, you know, you have in your car. Imagine, you know, look how underutilized that could be.
I've always been looking for hacks online for it, no lie.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking somebody by now should have hacked this thing and
be able to control your car.
Yeah, like it's something. It's out there. But I don't know. I don't see this as maybe to the Microsoft enthusiast, this is huge news. But to the average Joe, this is my Xbox is in danger.
Ballmer was a salesman. He was never much of anything else.
Are you reading his autobiography? What are you?
He's talking about the older guy, the guy can.
Oh yeah, no, I'm talking about just, Steve Ballmer.
I was kind of falling asleep in this story.
Not Rafa Nadal, whatever the other guy's new guy's name is.
Oh.
He's like, I told you, to the average Joe.
Let's talk about something that I know Steven wants to talk about, since it's all of a sudden the Steven show.
It is. And it's a no.
It is the Rodriguez show.
The speedy Rodriguez, or slowly.
Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Slowpoke Rodriguez.
The slowly.
Shut up.
Slowly not remembering the joke.
You're under arrest.
Terrible.
He's going to whoop your ass.
This just in. Next celebrity match. Ice-T versus Corey.
I say bring it on. Let's see. The NFL is fixed, says some guy. That's what the article says. Oh, this website, Metro.us, says the NFL is fixed, says guy.
By a guy who lost
Steven
a bet.
Steven Gutierrez.
Is that guy?
Or I'm not that guy.
Wow. You're always that guy.
But you know what? I can see it.
You're stupid.
I can. No, wow. Okay.
You're dumb.
I'm okay. Why am I dumb, Corey?
You showed that video. There's nothing in that video that doesn't happen in every NFL game, no, okay, one way or the
but
other.
It makes sense, though.
That they rigged the NFL?
That it could be rigged.
Anything can be rigged.
Exactly.
Anything can be rigged. Doesn't
so
mean that it
do,
is, though.
We're going to do this for every single NFL game from now on?
What?
Oh, my gosh. Somebody didn't silence themselves.
Unprofessional.
Okay. Wow. Strike one. talking about Philip Seymour Hoffman, needle in his arm, less than a week post-mortem.
Wow.
How dare you.
Number two, thinks the NFL is rigged. Number three, didn't silence his cell phone.
The thing is, I would blame refs and say they're flawed.
Mm-hmm. As we all are.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go as far as to say that the whole system is rigged.
Yeah, but there's no way of telling that certain people can't be paid. The whole King situation.
They had to come out and say it,
but that was rigged.
It wasn't the NBA rigging it, though.
No, it wasn't. It was some people, but all I'm saying
is the Illuminati.
People have influence over the sports. It's not regulated.
By the Illuminati, I mean Mr. Fantastic, Iron Man.
There's not enough regulation.
Yeah, I think I'd take it more seriously if it was any team except the 49ers.
It could be any team.
Only because I know that when
the video
that team's
just
fan
had the
base
49ers in it.
is the most out looking to over glorify their own awesomeness that happens, and then they always detract. That's why they're called the 49ers. Every time this happens, mm-hmm. the 49er fan go crazy. It's rigged, and the biggest crybabies.
Any fan for any team.
They're not as bad as the 49ers.
But all I'm saying is that
it's
Super Bowl.
It's kind of Bay Area teams, actually.
Yeah, Raiders are the same way.
Raiders just stab bad. You.
They riot. Yeah. Every game is Black History Month for the Raiders fans.
Yeah, pretty much. It's Black History Month in the stadium every game. Yep. That's what it is. Jeez. Now we're going to get attacked by Raider fans now.
Yeah, and this is not the area to be picking on Raider fans.
I wouldn't put too much weight into it, though. I wouldn't.
I think every game you look at, you can find pros and cons on both sides.
Welcome to the world of soccer, sir.
Oh, no, that's been rigged.
Trust me, because soccer gets so much controversy. Other news, unrelated. David Beckham starting a team in Miami, everybody. There you go. Yeah. He's actually...
Mark, don't act like you care.
He's making an expansion
care.
Team.
She said, ooh.
David Beckham. Put it this way. When David Beckham came over to the MLS, he actually put more light on it because he's a big name that came over to the MLS. Now he's starting his own team in the MLS. That's even more light on the league. I'm telling you, it's a growing sport here, sir.
It's growing. Okay. Yeah,
it's done talking about soccer.
I will admit, it's growing.
We talk about real man sports, and then Aaron has to bring in soccer.
Soccer is real. It's the world's most popular sport.
We're talking about video games. It's a video game podcast. Done. We only talk about video games.
But we talk about Zuckerberg and Zimmerman versus DMX and Michael Jai White in a tag team cage match this Thursday, everybody.
Oh, it'd be the worst.
You're going to be on probation with Steven pretty soon.
How dare you. Every episode since in this month, we'll have some type of Black History Month reference. I'm putting that down right now.
<That's> terrible.
Shao Kahn was black.
We're talking about new releases, everybody. New releases coming out in the next 7 days. The first one is, we've talked about a little earlier, Lightning Returns Final Fantasy 13.
So that, well, that's,
are we going like, bang it or bang
we're
it?
We're going bang it or bang it, Aaron.
Pass.
Banging Jada. It, banging it for sure.
I don't even have to ask Slowpoke Rodriguez over here. And I will definitely have it because it's free.
In a freebie. What are you talking about?
I can't play Final Fantasy games. I want them to go back to the whole, like...
Oh, yeah, all the turn-based.
And the boss
so,
attack.
You, so you're going to be excited for the next one, then? You're picking up the next game, then?
No, because...
Not Final Fantasy. The next game that's coming out, though, that's done by Square. Bravely Default.
I haven't even really looked into that, to be honest with
Bravely
you.
Default is free done by Square Enix. It's a demo. It's 3DS? Traditional Final Fantasy. It's like Final Fantasy III's kind of reimagining with the new...
But does it have the new graphics of...
It's this... 3DS, so it's not... It's just...
Did you,
no, that's what I want from
remember?
Final Fantasy, though. Like,
you want it
now.
To go back
to that
PlayStation graphics?
Fighting style.
Block characters.
But, like, the graphics of... The now.
So are you getting Final Fantasy X, the remix?
No.
That's exactly what you're asking for. That is the traditional turn-based combat, but it's got updated graphics.
I just never played it.
Then pick it up and play it. You are doing yourself a disservice. If you like Final Fantasies and you like RPGs, you are
don't force
completely
me to,
contradicting
Jesus.
Yourself. You're completely contradicting
yourself. What's coming next? This is going to go in circles.
So Bravely Default is Friday the 7th.
Okay.
That actually brings us to our next one, Bravely Default, coming out on 3DS the 7th.
Cannot wait. Leaving work early.
How much is it going to be?
$39 for the standard, $55 for the collectors with the soundtrack, art book, and stuff like that.
I cannot get into those soundtracks.
Yeah.
Soundtracks.
Sorry.
I love soundtracks.
Sorry, we're going to piss off the J-pop bucks. Fans around here, but it's not my cup of tea.
That's me.
Next, we have One Piece Romance Dawn. Also on the 3DS.
Not a One Piece fan.
I try to get into One Piece, but
keep
I couldn't
it going.
World of Tanks on the Xbox
Boo.
360. Aaron, you gonna bang it or bang it?
I'm not even gonna touch it. It's a terrible looking game.
Wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole.
You're in the same boat?
Slow no, boat? I'd probably touch it with a 10-foot pole.
It's a free one, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is free. Yeah, why wouldn't you get a free game?
Because I've played it already.
Didn't you
play an early version of it, though? You don't think maybe they fixed some of it?
Like, first of all.
I'm just curious what your...
It's a tank game.
Yeah.
So you're just tanks. Once I blew up, that was it. Then you're sitting spectating.
Oh, so it's like original Gears of War Online. You have one spawn per round?
Yeah, pretty
round.
Much. And if you ended up picking up a slow tank, you would just screwed because everybody's just blasting you from across the map.
Do they have like the artillery type units, the long range artillery units, or is it
there's a whole bunch of different type of tanks. And then I even saw a trailer where they were like, now we got Chinese tanks, and I was like, this is stupid.
We have special Chinese tank.
Like, this is dumb. I'm like, okay,
they're different styles.
But just do a Japanese accent with
yes,
a Chinese but reference.
There's a following, so somebody will play it.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
Said, duh, duh, duh.
Final Fantasy VI is coming out on the iPhone.
Sweet.
Well, there you go. Get that one.
There
you go. Have an iPhone. Go buy an iPhone.
He doesn't have an iPhone.
Jazz Punk is coming out on...
Sweet. What? I've been waiting on Jazz Punk.
First-person comedy adventure game set in an alternate reality in the Cold War.
In the Cold War?
Yeah.
Worst setting.
Somebody is really digging deep for a story.
You know, there's nothing more funny than the Cold War. Wow. Am I right?
Terrible.
hold on. Oh, crap. Where'd it go?
Oh, that's
it. That's it. It's done. Too late. Next game. Next game.
You better come up with a better joke for this one.
Yeah, you're fired.
What does that say? Thorns? Thrones?
Fires?
The Lego Movie video game.
Did you skip one?
Nope. Coming out for the PlayStation Vita.
It'll be on the consoles as well.
The movie looks actually pretty funny.
I've heard the movie's getting good reviews. So
the trailer looks awesome, and it's the first Marvel DC crossover I think we're ever going to have, right?
Probably the only one we're ever
going to
have.
I saw some DC Marvel
Batman,
characters.
Batman, Superman's in there.
Mm-hmm. And Spider-Man's on there.
Spider-Man's on there, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow, our first crossover.
The only one.
Nerdgasm.
But I think the only one that they're paying attention to is Batman.
Yeah, because
he's one of the main characters.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. It's Will Arnett. Yeah, and he does a pretty good job as a Batman voice.
Wow. Yeah, I'm interested in that one. I'll go see it.
See the trailer when he's like, got to hit the button. He's like throwing,
he's
throwing a bunch of them. He's like, hits it, and he goes, yes, first try.
The Wolf Among Us, episode 2, Smoke and Mirrors.
You're just skipping all type of games, aren't you?
Nope.
Retro City Revenge.
You could see that far?
I have supervision, so.
Wow. Well, we're going to Wolf Among Us, episode 2, Smoke and Mirrors. Is anybody here on the season pass for that?
No.
That was the deadest silence I've ever heard.
I thought Aaron or... No, Gondo was...
No, because it came out for free. That's
the
why.
First episode.
Gondo didn't like it.
No, David Ainge?
No, yeah, he got it.
Our good friend of the show, he got the season pass.
Yeah, he got the season pass.
Yeah,
absolutely. Oh, I thought he said he didn't like it. Well, maybe I'm thinking... Did he say he didn't like Walking Dead?
He doesn't like Walking Dead.
Okay. That's
but he likes this one.
Nobody likes
it. He read all the comics and stuff. He actually did the review on Nerd Reactor. Oh, no. He did the review on this before we were with Nerd Reactor. I'm sure he's going to pick up and do the review for this one. Mm-hmm. Keep an eye out for that. Bang it or bang it, Aaron?
I'm going to have to bang it and find out what else I'm going to play because I'm not going to play that. I like it, though, but the only reason why I think I liked it the first one was because it was free.
Ping it or pong it, Steven?
Which one's the bad one?
Which one's the bad one?
Are you going to get it?
I'm going to ping pong it.
Oh, wow. Ping, so he's going to buy me a copy. Thanks.
I thought he meant going to China and become an impressionable ping pong player.
I'm passing.
Yeah.
I'm passing. I don't know. I have a hard time getting into narratives like that. So.
I really enjoyed the first one. When it went free, I jumped on that stuff.
If they continue to give them to us for free, I will definitely.
I'll wait the 3 years
until they release the $20 disc version.
And then one person buys it, and we all just pass it around.
Pass around like a hooker.
It's like a little whore.
Wow.
Is that what it is? The old whore. Danganronpa.
Danganronpa. Trigger Happy Havoc. Yeah, for the Vita. It's kind of a.
Why don't you tell us about it, Mark?
It's
Are you Jada?
Honestly, I haven't really looked too much into it. It's from what I remember, though, it's kind of like the if you ever played like Elite Beat Agents, kind of that kind of rhythm based mechanic type game on the Vita.
I mean, decent one to pass.
See, I didn't even like Elite Beat Agents mainly because I played the Japanese original Oendan, and I liked the music selection from the Japanese selection because it had hits from you might have heard from one of the opening or closing songs from like Naruto or Bleach and stuff.
Oh,
like
they did took it
a
really?
Yeah, I had a couple of them from there. And then they had other good just J-pop and J-Rock type music.
Yeah, I only
in there,
played
so.
the US version.
Yeah,
all the,
Japan gets all the good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Borderlands 2, Mad Moxie and the Red Wedding. I mean, the Wedding Day Massacre.
Wow, the Red Wedding. Really?
I didn't even realize that was coming out. Like
February 11th.
How many DLCs does that make for Borderlands 2? That's a lot.
Yeah, they 30. Have a lot. And they have
that's
the game of the year.
A lot.
Did you guys see that Marvel one-shot for the Mandarin?
Oh, I didn't.
Oh,
no,
my God.
I was at work when I saw it, or when I saw that it was up, and I can't look at crap like that.
Did you guys see
I know. What is it? No. What?
Marvel does these little one-shot videos. I guess it's going to be featured with the Thor movie, and it leaked somehow.
Oh, but
it's
talking about the Sir Ben, All Hail the King?
Yeah, All Hail the King with Sir Ben Kingsley. Did you see that?
I seen the like steel pictures of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was on steel, yeah.
It's cool, so cool.
Was it good?
Yeah, he's like in prison and got like guards and stuff, and then they're like, do the voice.
Does it?
He's like, I can't. And he's like, no, do the voice. You'll never see me. Wow. it was awesome. Spoilers.
I still have never seen part 3. Iron Man.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't either.
Get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
You call yourself a fan.
Heard it wasn't that great.
What? Who said that?
Wow.
So I will punch him in
the
face.
I'm just going to retract that last statement.
Yeah. let's
you
see.
Get the fuck out of here.
Like, there's some such hatred in those eyes.
Go watch Justice League War, though. That's a good one.
Really?
That is a good one.
This Netflix? Isn't the one you destroyed on the...
No, this is like a full 180. This one is way better. It's geared towards like your, you know...
geared towards?
Yeah, like your higher adults. And like it's... Okay, put it this way.
It's credible.
If you, yeah, it's credible. And it also, it plays to the... If you like the under the... or what was it? Under the Red Hood?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Batman.
Uh-huh.
If you like that one, you're going to like Justice League War.
Oh, yeah. I got to watch that now. Where'd you watch that at?
I watched it
on your computer. On your computer, okay.
Aaron's a pirate.
I watched it
on your computer.
I went and bought it. Yeah,
Aaron
I bought the DVD.
On your
yeah, watched bought the DVD and watched it on my computer.
Carter's a butt pirate.
Galleywag. Toad River coming out on the iPhone.
It wasn't as good as Frog.
Frog Stream.
Frog Stream.
Better than Shark Shark.
Yeah, it was better than Shark Shark. Definitely better than Shark Shark.
Inside jokes. Go listen to the last couple episodes if you want to know what the hell that meant. Let's see. Tokiden, The Age of Demons, coming out for the PlayStation Vita. Come on, Jada.
Action RPG, I think.
Well,
I haven't done my
I'm
research
guessing
on that one.
It's from Japan.
I think it's like action RPG.
A new game did it.
Was that Far Cry compilation?
The Far Cry compilation.
It's 1, 2, or is it 2? I think it's 2, 3, and
Blood Dragon. That's pretty good.
All
that's
one
actually,
yeah, that's not bad.
For the full price, though?
For what? Is it 30?
It's
30, 50? Right? No, it's 30 or 40, I thought.
Wow, that's actually a really good
deal. Yeah, I think it's only 30 or 40 bucks for it.
Yeah, that's
really good. It's a good bargain. That's a great one.
Pick it up, people.
Oh, this is kind of pisses me off. The Pokemon Bank.
Awesome game.
That pisses you off?
Yeah.
You do realize that it's beneficial, though, right?
You do realize that there's like a monthly subscription?
Oh, yeah, I know. But the thing is, it's for those huge Poke fans out there that have their Pokemon on their older versions and they want to bring them into their newer ones. Instead of having to deal with this, you know, time and finding all the link cables and crap to trade everything and do all that stuff, you just upload them online and then you can re-download them.
Why can't
them
this be free?
Yeah, that's what
because
I'm thinking.
Because Nintendo needs money. Come on, we've been talking about this story for
there
the last, like, month and a half.
There it
Nintendo
is.
Nintendo needs money.
Yeah, I'll go
so
find
a,
the
is
link
is it a
cables.
Cloud, sa-
yeah,
cloud
it's a,
service?
Yeah, it's a cloud and you can store them on there and it's there's, like, a monthly subscription for storing them on
I'll
there.
I'll wait for the person that comes up with their own
hack one.
Well, and see, that's the thing also is that, because you can already do that. That's whatever. You can use a phone app and create a Pokemon and send it to your game.
Wow.
But this, by doing this with the bank, it allows you to legitly transfer your Pokemon over so you can get them up there and use them in the tournaments and stuff. Legitly. It's Black, it's Black History Month.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, I
you
did.
Your school.
I was the only one who paid attention in English.
Wow.
Hey, I took AP English, sir.
He
and
said,
I passed with an A.
He said gearded.
Yeah, I said gearded, yeah.
Yeah.
And you said legitly.
Legitly.
I make words up all day.
This
I don't
is
even
ridiculous.
Hey, we're not in English class. I'm not writing an essay for you, sir.
Yeah,
I'm,
essay.
Wow.
Essay.
Did you just call Steven an essay?
Wow.
Si, senor.
This is racism.
Yeah, Pokemon Bank, come on now, though. $5 a month?
It's $5 a month?
A month.
That's not actually bad.
That's the same thing.
You pay more for Netflix.
Not bad, just to move Pokemon from one game to the other.
Some people may do it.
It has no other function.
Has everyone lost their damn
mind? It's not like you have to keep,
Corey, I'm on the same
it's not
page
like you have
you,
to buy a year membership. You pay $5, transfer all your stuff, and you're done.
I can see
it's
like
a one-time
the
thing
year subscription being like
yeah,
2 cents.
But why don't you just do that? Just like you said, just pay the five, move all the stuff you need, and then move, get done. On.
Yeah.
Because it's stupid. It's a principle thing.
Oh, so that's what you're going on then.
Yeah, I'm going on principle.
It's a legitimately way to do it.
Well,
are you
happy? Okay, how do I move my stuff from like
No, it's not a legitimately way to do it. It's a legitimate way to do it.
Oh, my God. Can you move the Pokemon from like Ruby?
This is Grand Tubulus.
Ridiculopolis.
I want to hear what Steven's got to say. Come on. No, his feelings are...
Go ahead. Go, Steven.
You bunch of rat bastards.
Enlighten us, Steven.
What if you wanted to what?
Slowpoke.
No.
You're talking about the older ones. The point he was making is the older ones that were on the Game Boy Advance that don't have a Wi-Fi feature. I'm going to take your conversation if you're not going to use it.
What Wi-Fi? They didn't have a Wi-Fi feature?
Always take everybody's conversation. You know what? Let's not even get into that right now.
Wow. Shots fired.
The thing is pissed.
And it comes full circle.
And it does.
That's how things work on this show.
I was taken as a young child.
That's terrible.
Forced to do government work.
And turned into a rock?
That just sounds like a prisoner. Fox. That's what that sounds like.
Because if
it's slavery, Aaron. Black
it is.
Because if most teenage boys weren't already rock hard.
Wow. And now you're looking
now
for the
Yeah, but I missed it. Hold on. Give me a second chance.
And he was doing his iced tea voice all day today.
That's terrible.
Because if teenage boys weren't already hard.
And he still can't do it. Damn it. He still can't do it.
You suck.
Wrap it up, sir. Wrap it up, B.
That's roughly the show. We got about a little more than 40 seconds. So,
he's just trying to find somewhere else where he can plug in another sound cue.
Birthday shout out to Javier Herrera, one of our friends.
Apparently he's on life support.
Apparently he's dying.
Well, everybody, thank you so much for tuning into the show. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Check us out on nerdreactor.com. We always got articles posting, reviews, big reviews coming down the pipe. Twitter at VideoGameBang, Facebook.com/VideoGameBang. We love to hear from you. Comments.
Subscribe.
Yeah. And as always, we will see you on.